Everyone needs help.
Focus on preventing injuries and not just being reactive and treating them after they've already occurred.
We can't do it alone, so we go to someone we trust.
I'm here to help people. That's why I became a chiropractor in the first place.
Someone with the knowledge and care we all appreciate.
Quick fixes don't have the positive and lasting effects that we really want.
Dr. Tim Whiting is here to offer you a mix of sports and care, all wrapped into Wellness with Whiting.
Welcome here to Wellness with Whiting with Dr. Tim Whiting, myself, Dan Tortora, here with you on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. The free Wake Up Call DT app you can get by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile and on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast, and that will update for you. If you have us on iTunes and you have the Wake Up Call DT app, they will update themselves, and 600 plus shows on the Wake Up Call DT free app. And I want to thank everybody that tunes in. We're coming close to 100,000 listens, so thank you for that. It is an amazing feat, and I thank you all for what you've done. Dr. Tim Whiting is here with me right now, as we always do, to go through 32 NFL teams and tell you about those injuries that are really big for your NFL team, because you love football, because you love the specific team, because you're looking at divisional races, because, I don't know, you put money on the game, and because of fantasy football. So the Arizona Cardinals, we're going to start there. We go in alphabetical order. So right under this show, you can actually see the full injury report on WakeUpCallDT.com on the team tab. Scroll down to Dr. Tim Whiting. So for those of you listening right now, you've done so. Right under this conversation, we have the expanded injury report. So we talk about the big ones, and then you get all of them right below here. And no fret, after fantasy football, we will find other injuries to talk about. So no worries there for you. Arizona Cardinals, we're going to start here. John Brown, Larry Fitzgerald, and Michael Floyd have been on the injury report for a long time together. But John Brown, Larry Fitzgerald, and Michael Floyd, it's been a long time since this happened. The three of them are all probable to play on the depth chart. Hamstring injury on the injury report, I should say hamstring injuries to John Brown and Michael Floyd have left them probable. Larry Fitzgerald is probable as well. Andre Ellington with his toe injury is out. The running back, who he's still on the injury report, but I feel like we're kind of leaning toward maybe he's not going to come back. It's an interesting situation, but Tim, for these four big names for Arizona, any words on these?
Yeah, seems like they're going to be playing. Larry Fitzgerald's been on it for weeks with the ankle. Hamstrings are always tough, but usually game time, so they're going to play. Ellington, he probably should have him dropped already by now. He hasn't really been doing much since he came back from his injury. So,
for the Atlanta Falcons, kicker Matt Bryant with the right quad. Normally when a kicker shows up on an injury report, they either end up playing, if it's like a hamstring injury or whatnot, you'll still see him out there, or they're done. It's usually they're playing, or they're out for the season, or they're dropped and whatnot. Matt Bryant has stayed on the injury report questionable. He's been limited in practice. Any word that you have to say on a kicker with a right quad injury, knowing that, you know, they have pretty much, you know, one job, maybe kickoffs, but now teams have a kickoff guy, and then you have your field goal guy, or your field goal guy and your long field goal guy. So how are we looking at Matt Bryant right now?
Yeah, so, you know, anytime you have a lower extremity injury on a kicker, it's going to make you question it. If you have someone else to pick up, especially with the few points that they give you, try to pick somebody else up or use somebody else that week now that our buys are over. But, you know, you're always leery about it, because is he going to give you those long kicks if he's got a right quad injury, the ones that get you the big points anyways? Maybe not. So if you got somebody else, play him just to be safe to get a couple points.
Wide receiver Devin Hester with a toe injury has left him questionable. Julio Jones with a knee injury, no longer the foot on there, but he is questionable as well. Devin Hester has not really done much this season and has had time that he's been off the field. Julio Jones, though, I think the whole questionable status doesn't really matter to people at this point.
Yeah, he's been questionable all year long with some sort of injury, so he's going to play.
You look at the tight ends, Tony Moeke and Jacob Tammy. They're both questionable right now, but the tight end isn't a huge piece of the offense for Atlanta. I will say that Tammy is used by Matt Ryan, so maybe you want to watch on him. Baltimore Ravens Marlon Brown with his back. He is questionable, has not practiced. Crockett Gilmore is questionable. He has not practiced. He has a back injury. He came off of injury and is still injured. Matt Schaub with his chest injury is questionable. He did not practice, and Joe Flacco is already out for the season. Max Williams with a concussion, he's questionable. The Baltimore Ravens are kind of like Syracuse Orange under Doug Marone. There was that one year where there was like 20 injuries, and the Baltimore Ravens have already lost a running back. They've lost multiple wide receivers. They've lost their quarterback. Their list goes on and on and on of the people that they've lost. They didn't have enough receivers 3 weeks in. They don't have enough now. And now Marlon Brown, Crockett Gilmore, and Max Williams are all still injured. So any note on Baltimore? My opinion is stay away from everything Baltimore, but yeah. What are you thinking?
Yeah, if you need to play somebody, just because of how limited they are, anyone that's listed as questionable is probably going to play. Schaub's going to play. They don't have anyone else to put in there. So if you need them for a point, possibly put them in, but otherwise stay away from this. You're not going to be productive anyways with this limited offense.
Pay attention to what Tim said. He said if you need Matt Schaub for a point, that means if he throws for, in my league, 20 yards, then you will get a point. And I'm thinking that that's fair. Right. 1 to 3 points, that's fair.
He put up like 10 last week, I think.
The Buffalo Bills, Charles Clay, longtime tight end. He has a knee injury. He's questionable. Tim is still bitter here because Charles Clay was a Miami Dolphin.
Yes,
but Carlos Williams, the running back, shoulder injuries left him questionable. He hasn't practiced. Carlos was scoring in every game he had played in. He went out with a concussion. Now he's had shoulder issues. Is Carlos still worth keeping? In my opinion, he is, but Charles Clay, Carlos Williams, any word on the question?
Yeah, Clay will play. He's a big role lately, especially with some of those swing-out patterns. I think Clay will play. Carlos, now that McCoy's been playing better, I think at the end of the season here, I think that they're going to try to stick with McCoy. So for me, I would say probably not, but he might get you a few.
For the Carolina Panthers, this is the first time that I've ever seen this. There are eight players on the Carolina Panthers injury report with not injury-related injuries that say that they're questionable. I don't know if this is stating that they've gotten in trouble, they've been held out, whatever it may be, but Ted Ginn Jr. is questionable with a non-injury-related. Jericho Cotchery, the same thing. Jonathan Stewart, Greg Olsen, and they have not practiced. So, in my opinion, if it's not injury related, they'll be out there. But it's a very strange injury report to have eight players from one team with non-injury related reasons why they're not practicing.
They must have went out and partied in New Orleans after that win or something. I don't know, because that's very weird.
Cam Newton's not on it though. Cam Newton's staying fresh, but you know, I give him credit for that. But you know, you're Greg Olsen.
They all covered for him. That's why.
He wasn't here.
No.
Apparently, they listened to Chris Carter, who said you need to have a fall guy.
There you go.
Chris Carter, man, that man should not be talking to the youth of the world. I'll tell you that much. Chicago Bears tight end Zach Miller, rib injury is questionable. Eddie Royal continues to be questionable with his knee injury. Marquise Wilson is questionable as well with his foot injury. Wilson's been on there, Royal's been on there forever, and Zach Miller recently on there. What can you say about Chicago?
I don't think there's anything big there that's going to change your ways anyways. Their big target tight end is Bennett, which hasn't done much either, so I don't think it's going to change your game plan.
I love to create puns and to have things that are different, so for Mr. Bennett, I always say Martellus something. So tell us anything. Because of Martellus Bennett. I had to. Martellus, come on. Give us something. Tell us something, sir. Because it's been terrible, and I'm happy I didn't pick you up this year because you let me down. Cincinnati Bengals. I know it was bad. Whatever. Who cares? It's a Christmas spirit. It's Hanukkah. Let's all just love each other and appreciate the puns. Tight end Tyler Eifert. Neck injuries left him questionable, but he's a good guy to have out there. That's really the only guy to think about on Cincinnati. I would venture to say that he'll play. He's been limited in practice, so.
Yeah, they're probably just letting him rest up. He probably straightened his neck a little bit. He'll be out there.
And the Cleveland Browns this year, congratulations. I think this is a record. We have gone, I believe, 14 weeks, and they have not had a staph infection. So, hey, Cleveland Browns wide receiver Travis Benjamin, shoulder injury. Oh, people in Cleveland are like, you know, that whole front office Dan Chitora, please don't come here. They won't let me in, I don't think. They will. They should. I mean, Ernie Davis connected to Syracuse. I have every right to be there. Jim Brown. Travis Benjamin, the wide receiver, shoulder injuries left him questionable. Dwayne Bowe, his in the NFL still is questionable to me. Wide receiver Brian Hartline, hip injuries questionable. Andrew Hawkins, concussion, still nagging him. This has been weeks. Wide receiver is questionable. Quarterback Johnny Manziel's right elbow is probable. He's had that elbow injury because he put it in too much and didn't take it out when he was doing the, you know what I'm talking about. So, well, he was partying, so yeah. he put the elbow in, put the elbow out, shake it all about, and he must have hit something with it. Wide receiver Marlon Moore, rib injury has left him questionable, and Josh Gordon's been suspended since pretty much he's gotten into the NFL. So, anybody on here stand out to you? Their wide receivers have been questionable for a very long time, but I would venture to say Travis Benjamin, if any, but I only mentioned Travis because people ask me if they should play him. They don't ask me about Hawkins or Hartline or Gabriel or Bo. So, I mean, Johnny Manziel, you know, he's probable to play, but he's not a leader. So.
Manziel was named this week's starter, so chances are he's going to play. Is he worth to have on your
boo.
Team?
Boo. That's a big boo. That's a boo. I don't like him. I don't. It's not that I don't like him as a person. I don't like him as a leader.
I don't like him as a person.
I don't like him.
I think he's a...
Tim's like, I'm gonna tell it to you straight. I don't like him as a person.
I don't like him as a player, as a person, and then like that pickup by anybody.
I will say this, though. The Cleveland Browns' old logo looked like a Keebler elf, and so does he. He looks like one of the... Watch the Keebler elf commercial. Look at a picture of Johnny Manziel. He looks like one of the
elves. It's the same. When the Dallas Cowboys don't want to risk it on you to pick you up, you've got some problems.
That's very true. The Dallas Cowboys said, no, thank you. And when they said that, and they were like in the 20s for picks, when they passed on Johnny Manziel, I was like, oh, my God. Jerry Jones is not taking a problem. Jerry Jones always takes a problem.
They had a chance to take him this season over Castle. To have him come in as a backup. I'm like, nah, we'll stay away.
No, they took Hardy instead, who throws his girlfriend on a pile of guns. So, Dallas Cowboys, something wrong with that man. Wide receiver Dez Bryant, foot and knee injury, he's probable. He'll always play. Tony Romo, this is what I think is funny. He's not going to play. Obviously, he's done. But the notice says held out of practice.
I wonder why.
Because they probably literally had to grab him and not allow him. Because this is a man who you could cut off both of his legs and one of his arms, and he would throw with his torso on the ground. I know that he would.
Probably be just as accurate.
So they wanted to take him out of practice. That was a mean thing to say. That's all right.
It's December, so he's never good.
You know, people like to say what they say about the Cowboys. Denver Broncos running back C.J. Anderson's ankle is questionable, so is his play this year. Andre Caldwell, quad, is questionable at wide receiver. Owen Daniels and Vernon Davis are both questionable. So crazy now. There's Owen Daniels and Vernon Davis, and Virgil Green had been on here before. Daniels is questionable with a knee injury, limited practice. Vernon Davis, who I got to meet, awesome guy, built like a brick house.
Yep.
He has a concussion. He's questionable, has not practiced. Benny Fowler, a wide receiver with an ankle injury, is questionable. The only reason why I mention the wide receivers that you don't know is because Peyton Manning finds a way to throw to everybody, and Osweiler's got to do what he's got to do as well if he's in there. Running back Ronnie Hillman, foot injury is questionable. Peyton Manning's foot injury is questionable. Emmanuel Sanders, ankle and finger, is probable. It's like a sign of hope right there that anybody's probable on this list, and pretty much everybody else is questionable on the defensive side. Denver, their defense was winning them games before, but DeMarcus Ware is injured right now. That's a problem. Vance Walker, another defensive end, he's questionable. Where do we put the guys that we're seeing on the Broncos? You know, a Peyton Manning, a Ronnie Hillman, a Vernon Davis, and Owen Daniels. I mean, are they worth C.J. Anderson? Are they worth a play? Emmanuel Sanders is, I would say, I guess, but in Demaryius Thomas. But what do we do besides Sanders and Thomas? What do we do with Denver?
Manning's not going to play. Osweiler's playing too good. Manning's going to remain on the list with his foot as questionable, but he's probably not going to make the rest of the season. And with Brock playing the way he is, I think he's going to play. Hillman, if they're going to do anyone, Hillman over Anderson, probably, if you needed somebody to play. That would be my pick for that.
Can you smell what the Brock is cooking? I had to. Detroit Lions wide receiver Kelvin Johnson ankle is questionable. Wide receiver Lance Moore's ankle is questionable. Lance Moore, believe it or not, folks, at 5'9", which he's holding it down for us because I'm 5'8", loving this guy. 5'9", but doing some good stuff. Kelvin Johnson's been doing not a lot of good stuff, but they're both limited in practice. Kelvin's biggest game was on Thanksgiving this year. He had 3 touchdowns. What do we do with Kelvin and Lance Moore? And Lance, he's a good pickup to have. It's just he's got to be healthy. So
yeah, I think him and Johnson are both going to play. You know, Johnson's been questionable. The last 3 weeks, he's actually put up 15 or more points. So he might be someone to hold on to now that they're coming back into the swing of it.
Nothing to think about for the Green Bay Packers here. No worries there. Houston Texans running back Alfred Blue is probable with a back injury. Chris Polk is probable with a knee injury. Polk really doesn't do that much. J.J. Watt's groin and hand, he's questionable, but he's limited in practice, and you know he'll want to go up against the Patriots. But Alfred Blue, he has some good moments, but he's just, it's 5 points, 15 points, 20 points, 3 points. So, I mean, he's going to play, but Alfred Blue, I don't trust him personally.
Yeah, no, I've had him on my bench for most of the year because he hasn't done much, so.
He gave you the Alfred Blues. I'm going to keep going with these. Indianapolis Colts wide receiver Griff Whalen, hamstring injury has left him questionable. Andrew Luck, abdomen and kidney is questionable, hasn't practiced. The lacerated kidney thing, though, we talked about it weeks ago, and everybody's like, he could be back after the bye week. Well, that was weeks ago, and he's still not back.
He has a torn abdomen and a lacerated kidney. It's basically gotten a car accident. But he'll be back next week, guys. No.
Don't worry. He'll be back. They'll just pop him some...
Hasselbeck's been playing lights out, so I don't think he's coming back.
He needs to knock that off. There's other teams in that division. And speaking of one of those teams, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they'll get another chance at the Colts. Coming up here, and we have wide receiver Allen Hurns. Thigh is probable. I love this. When I tell somebody, pick up Allen Hurns, pick up Allen Robinson, pick up Blake Bortles, you should have drafted him, you need to play him, you can get him real cheap when you're in fantasy football, you can get him real late when you're in fantasy football, when you're in the draft. Sometimes they don't get drafted at all. Allen Hurns has one subpar week, and people go, you told me about your guy, Dan. You told me about that Allen Hurns, and what's he doing? I was like, look at every other freaking week and tell me what it's about. Allen Hurns worth the play. Allen Robinson worth the play. Blake Bortles, if you are stupid at this point, if you are dumb in week 14, I cannot change you. You'll be dumb forever. So you need to don't give up on yourself. You need to put Allen Hurns out there. He's going to play. Robinson and Blake are not on the list here. Brian Walters, believe it or not, he has a back injury. He's questionable, but believe it or not, this man has been getting some looks and doing some things. He's kind of the Cole Beasley of the Jaguars. So somebody not to count out. If you have like a 14-person league, then maybe you go after a Brian if he's healthy. But there's nothing to worry about with Jacksonville. Keep your mouth shut.
Besides that they can't beat the Titans.
But other than that. The mouth is closed. They lost, 42-39?
I don't care what they did. I picked it, so like, there's no way they're going to lose.
I didn't think they were going to lose either, okay? I didn't think they were either. But 42-30, I mean, they score points. This is the thing. They score points. So in the fantasy world, they're good to have. In the reality world, it's frustrating. Don't worry, we're two away from talking about yours.
I can't do anything. I can't do fantasy or real life. So
yeah, Tim's just giving up on all of it. Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe if there was a claymation Dolphins team, they would be good. And the Island of Misfit Toys.
Bring back Marino and everybody.
Actually, they probably are the Island of Misfit Toys. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver DeAnthony Thomas. You know, I really love Rudolph and the Island of Misfit Toys, but I have to say this. There are certain claymation movies that are terrifying.
Oh yeah.
There was one on last night. Well, did you ever the Heat Miser and the Cold Miser or Freeze Miser, whatever the heck his name? That one is legitimately terrifying. I don't like those at all. I don't know why. They're for kids. No, they're not. They're for adults who live in their parents' basement and are terrified. They're for Stephen King. Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, I'm ruining childhood, has a groin injury. He's probable. He's the only guy that I ever would say to play on the Kansas City Chiefs besides Sharkandrick West, which is an awesome name. And wide receiver DeAnthony Thomas concussion has left him questionable. I think it's fair to say that we play Travis and forget about the rest.
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins wide receiver Rishard Matthews. Ribs injury has left him doubtful. He's the best receiver that they have, and he's most likely not going to be out there. Wide receiver Kenny Stills' ankle is questionable. I dropped him from my team because he did nothing for me. There's nobody else on here. So the Miami Dolphins, obviously you don't play Rishard Matthews. I don't think you play Kenny Stills. Is there anybody that you like to play for Miami? Come on.
I don't have any.
This is a very...
I like Miller and Ajayi, honestly. I think they both... Miller's back. We're back at running a little bit, so...
It's the quietest that Tim has ever been in the studio. I don't think I'm playing anybody. It's like kind of sounded like Office Space.
We're prime time to this week, too. I don't know if we're going to do anything to get killed by the Giants Monday Night Football.
You just sounded like...
Did you hear my stapler?
You took my stapler. That's what it sounded like. Which most Miami fans probably feel like right now. Minnesota Vikings, there's no injuries to worry about for Minnesota. Look at that. New England Patriots, wide receiver Danny Amendola, knee injuries left him questionable. Wide receiver Julian Edelman's foot injury has left him questionable, but...
They both played last week, didn't they?
You know, it's when they're not supposed to. I don't know what it is about the Patriots. Anybody else with the injuries that the Patriots players had, we need to check about what's in the water. What type of? I mean, are they getting some type of like magic pill or youth fountain? I mean, this, are they touching the Holy Grail? Because Rob Gronkowski, knee injury, he's questionable, he'll play. Julian Edelman was potentially not going to maybe be out for the season, be out for a long period of time. Here he is back on the questionable list. Danny Amendola there as well. So I would venture to say they're all going to play.
Yeah, I think they're all going to play.
New Orleans Saints, Marquise Colston, not injury related, so he must have been partying with the Carolina Panthers. I don't know. Maybe that happened.
Maybe they got in a fight.
Willie Snead, calf injuries left him questionable. I like Willie Snead. He was getting places.
Yeah.
So if he plays, maybe you got to play him. Maybe he's a flex guy. I'd say he's a flex. New York Giants don't have any injuries to worry about. New York Jets. It's funny, the New York Giants, you don't have any injuries to worry about, including a guy that blew off fingers. You don't have to worry about that either.
Ooh, he's got a club on his hand every time he goes out there.
That's very true. I would use that thing. We're at a place in our society in America where you can make that animatronic, like, you know, steel. You can make like a vibranium one. Let's just go find vibranium, like is on Captain America's shield. Let's make that thing happen. Let's Terminator this guy a little bit. It'd be pretty cool. Like, he could have the thing where it's like hand grab. And he can have it do different things at different places. Hand grab, hand punch, and then like hand punch harder. But I mean, you think about it. If a guy has a club, you wouldn't want to have him out there. So, well, you would want to have him out there. You wouldn't want to be out there on the other side of him. So just remember that, kids. If you blow off your hand, then you can play in the NFL with the club. New York Jets, it's not true. Wide receiver Eric Decker, knee is probable.